speaking. Activity 2. Read the passage and check the true statements. Thousands of languages face extinction.
Half of all the languages in the world are spoken in just 8 countries. The countries are Papua New Guinea, Indonesia, Nigeria, India, Mexico, Cameroon, Australia, and Brazil. And half of all languages are spoken by fewer than 2,500 people each. Linguists believe between 3,500 and 6,000 languages and dialects could become extinct by 2100. Another estimate states that on average, one language dies every 2 weeks. Languages are becoming extinct at twice the rate of endangered mammals and 4 times the rate of endangered birds. If this trend continues, the world of the future could be dominated by no more than 10 languages. The definition of a healthy language is one that acquires new speakers. No matter how many adults use the language, if it isn't passed to the next generation, it cannot survive. Although a language may continue to exist for a long time as a second or ceremonial language, it is endangered as soon as children stop learning it. UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, says that languages need at least 100,000 speakers to pass from generation to generation. The outlook for Udihe, spoken in Siberia, Ayak, Alaska, and Arikapu in the Amazon jungle is particularly bleak. About 100 people speak Udihe, 6 speak Arikapu, and Ayak is down to 1. Marie Smith of Anchorage, Alaska, who was born in 1918, says she's the last speaker of Ayak. "It's horrible to be alone," she said. "I am the last person that can speak our language." When a language dies, rich sources of material for documenting a people's history are lost. We can't find out what they knew and how they moved from region to region, and the world, linguistically speaking, becomes less diverse.